Here at the Lines of Thought exhibition at Cambridge University Library, you can find Stephen Hawking's draft typescript of A Brief History of Time, a first folio of Shakespeare, and a very special book.
My name's Suzanne Paul, and I'm the Keeper of Manuscripts and University Archives at Cambridge University Library. So this is a copy of the Gutenberg Bible, the first book printed in the West using movable type in 1454, but it looks like it was printed yesterday. The colours are so bright, the ink is so dark, and the paper so white.
What makes this book so very important?
This volume represents a really key moment in the history of communication, in the sort of intellectual history of the world. Once you've got print, ideas can spread so much more rapidly. In the manuscript world, a single copy would take a scribe maybe even a year to create a copy of the Bible. Gutenberg could print several hundred copies of a book, and they could spread right across Europe.
I'm Adam Perkins. I'm the curator of scientific manuscripts in Cambridge University Library.
We're standing looking at something very special. What is it?
It's the Principia Mathematica. It's Newton's distillation of his laws of motion and gravity, published in 1687. It is a first edition. It is also Isaac Newton's own copy.
Some of the pages have got handwriting, and that handwriting belongs to Newton himself.
Every single letter, Newton's own handwriting, yes. And large amounts of text is being inserted here. Other marginal annotation. Newton had further ideas, and he would have changed the text for the next edition.
Now, you're leafing through this. You're the only person that's allowed to, because it's such a precious volume.
Yes, it is something quite special to actually see and work with Newton's work.
So I'll take you up to the 14th floor.
The library is a deposit library, which means since 1710 it receives a copy of each book published in the UK, and they're kept in the tower where Hannah Haynes takes me to have a look.
You step out of the lift and there's a kind of unmistakable, slightly musty smell, which if you love books like me is just totally delicious. Here we are, we've got a Just William book and Feed the Brute.
Because these books are just catalogued in the order that they come, they're not classified in subject area. So we have children's books next to housekeeping books.
The Scarlet Bomber over here, Sabbath Slayer. There are some great titles here, but when they came, they were deemed not terribly important, weren't they?
That's right, or not important for scholarly purposes. It's only in more recent years these books have been retrospectively added to our catalogue. There's a lot of information about cultural history in these volumes. So each week books come to the library, including books that can be inflated to be read in the bath, or books that have a recorder stuck to the front so you can play the greatest hits from Frozen. It's probably fair to say at the moment no one in the music faculty is studying that. But in, 50 years, somebody investigating the reaches of popular Disney music will find that interesting.